Stay tuned for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show, where we cover a different artist every week.
Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero! Mr. Zero!
G'day, mate! It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. Today, it's the AC/DC.
We'll be right back.
All right. This week on Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show, AC/DC from Melbourne, Australia. That song was Love Song, released in February of 1975, dedicated to my love, Dee Dee. AC/DC's roots start with the Easy Beats from 1964 to 1969. Their older brother, George Young, wrote and sang Friday on My Mind. AC/DC formed in 1973 with the brothers Malcolm and Angus Young, born in Glasgow, Scotland. Malcolm on June 6, 1953, and we just lost him on the 18th of November, 2017. Angus was born the 31st of March, 1955. They joined with cousins Dave Evans and Mark Evans. Dave Evans, born on the 20th of July, 1953 in Wales, and Mark Evans, born the 2nd of March, 1956 in Melbourne. They had a drummer named Phil Rudd, born in Melbourne, Australia. He was born 19th of May, 1954. Their second album, released only in Australia, from December of 1975, this is School Days, followed by Jailbreak from June of 1976.
Now was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang, I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak,
and I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a
jailbreak.
I am Mr. Zero, and you're listening to Early AC/DC. Malcolm and Angus's older sister suggested the name from her Hoover vacuum. It said AC/DC on the back of the vacuum, and she said, hey, that sounds like a cool name. Their older sister also suggested Angus keep and use his schoolboy outfit on stage. Many people don't realize all the members of AC/DC had a character. Angus was a schoolboy, Malcolm was the clown, and David Evans was a he-she rock star. And when Bon Scott joined later on, He was a schoolgirl. They fired Dave Evans and brought on one Ronald Belford Scott, born 9th of July, 1946 in Scotland. Unfortunately, he died the 19th of February in 1980. They also brought on a bass player named Cliff Williams, who was born 14th of December 1945 in the UK. I myself have seen AC/DC three times. My Back in Black CD is signed by the original five. That would be Brian Johnson, folks, not Bon Scott. The Des Moines, Iowa tribute band to AC/DC, Big Balls, has asked me on many occasions to be their Malcolm Young rhythm guitar player. I did sit in with them one time and had a blast, but unfortunately, we're just too far apart. If you like this early AC/DC, you might want to check out Rose Tattoo, also from Australia. Coming up now, Livewire from April of 1976, followed by Ain't No Fun, Waiting Round to Be a Millionaire from September of 76.
Thank you.
to protect the building.
Yeah.
This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul. Sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS. It's also sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, carrying classic music, vintage video games, retro toys, and movies too. They're right next to Music Go Round, Roseville. Early AC/DC was produced by Vonda and Young. After a while, they brought in the legendary Mutt Lange. Vonda and Young went on to produce another monstrous group from Scotland, the Bay City Rollers. Coming up next is Dog Eat Dog from July of 1977, followed by, and taking you out, What's Next to the Moon from May of 1978. This has been Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.